If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
I want to go back to Lewis Riddick 2 days ago. We played it yesterday. And what he said about Shedeur Sanders, because Lima, I told some people I got some phone calls yesterday. Lima got a phone call yesterday after the show. And I think that we need to just have a little quick discussion here on Shedeur Sanders and why some of these teams might be feeling this way about him. Here's Lewis Riddick on ESPN First Take a couple of days ago. Hit it.
Shedeur is someone who wants to be collaborative. He is someone that you want to talk with. He doesn't like to be told just this is the way we're going to do things, okay, and then you're just going to need to fall in line. He's earned that right because of the way he has played. This young man is going to be just fine. And you know what? I hope he doesn't go into top 3 picks. I hope he doesn't. And I think his camp would tell you the same thing.
I think there's some teams that don't agree with Lewis Riddick. They don't believe he's earned it. I think they look at guys like, I think they look at a guy like Andrew Luck at the beginning of his career. He might have earned it. Manning might have earned it. Elway might have earned it. I think that Patrick Mahomes, after his second season, which was his first season, earned it. I don't think Patrick Mahomes had the collaborative part of it. That's difficult to do. Like, when you bring in a number one overall pick, like Caleb Williams, it may very well be collaborative. Number one overall, you do it with a bullet, there it is. Arch Manning someday, maybe it'll be collaborative. We'll see how this all pans out with him. But when you're not the number one with a bullet, I don't know how collaborative it is. I bet it's more collaborative with Tennessee and Cam Ward because you know he's the number one before you know anything with Shedeur Sanders. So if you're going in and expecting it to be, hey, we're going to work together, you're not going to tell me what to do. Well, wait a minute. If some of these guys, and I hate to overuse it, if some of us have second round grades on you, no, you did not earn that. No, you did not. And because Shedeur Sanders has been coached by the best, there just might be, in the words of Brad Childress, a programmatic non-fit with a lot of organizations out there. Because you received a call yesterday where there's some teams that, no, absolutely not. They want nothing to do with him.
Well, and we had heard.
And that's maybe how he rubs some people the wrong way at the combine.
Yeah, remember, we had heard that. And me and you kind of rolled our eyes because we're like, oh, is this the typical over-analysis that we get? But, you know, these teams, the way that they're not all progressive. Yeah. You know, some of the teams, depending on who their coach is or their situation, you know, they want a guy to fit in and not necessarily, you know, try to dictate the situation, come in with a lot of personality. Me and you loved certain things about his personality and how he was able to deal with the circus.
Yeah.
That was kind of created by the dad and, to be fair, him, you know, at Colorado, not necessarily for bad reasons. I mean, they did every interview. They did 60 Minutes. They did everything they could to get eyeballs on the program. Well, the NFL, that's not going to be welcome in most buildings, especially before you win. Most buildings, they want you, when you come to training camp, you know, you're not going to be treated special. You're going to be staying in the dorm rooms in Latrobe or wherever. You know what I mean? Like, they are not going to allow you to be that flashy circus at the next level. So I am curious about that because his film, by just his actual film, there's a lot of good things there. There's not third round. I've heard some people tweet us, why are you guys talking about guys who should be a third round pick if his last name was anything different? The film doesn't actually show that. The film is of a guy who should be in the discussion for a lot of these teams who don't have a quarterback at the top of the draft.
Yes, I totally
so what
agree
else could
that.
Be holding them back? I think these teams are afraid.
And I think that some of these teams, you know, you look at an organization like the Browns, and this is absolutely speculative because I think there's other teams like that. You know, their history with handing the keys over to a quarterback too soon, it's bit them. It's really got them. Deshaun Watson was not ready to take over this organization, and they gave him everything. And certainly at the time, and I know Baker people get upset about hearing this, but even the Baker people can't deny this. Baker himself has admitted he was not ready to have the amount of power that he was given when he was first taking over the organization. So there are guys where it's collaborative, and they are not ready for it to be collaborative.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think that a team's history, because, hey, general managers come and go, but they talk to each other, and there's also situations where owners are staying. So it might make an organization, because owners are more connected to this. I know we always pay attention to Jimmy, but owners are more connected to this than we any of us want to admit in all the other places. We just care about one team and how interactive he is with this team. But they're always going to be in there, and they're always going to think about the history of former players that they had. The ones that did work out, how they can shape players in that image, and the ones that didn't work out, and how they can avoid that. And you have history, a general manager has history, that he may not be a part of, that he has to talk an owner out of. He has to talk a team president out of. Other people out of those things. So if Shador, who dealt with a lot of controversy, not his fault, but came out on the other side and go, wait a minute, I took Jackson State from here to there. I took Colorado, the worst P5 program, at 1-11. I took them from them to a bowl game. 2 years. 2 years. Travis Hunter, part of the reason he's a Heisman Trophy winner, me. He can say that. But to an NFL guy, you know what? We might have some history here. We might not want to do it because you might be great, but you still need to do this. Are you willing to unlock your mind, unlock what you've been previously taught to get to that level? And if they don't believe that he's willing to do that because he might not have the physical tools to already overcome that, he drops in the draft to some of those folks. 216-474-0092. By the way, I said to you, Abdul Carter's medicals came back clear, according to Adam Schefter. He had a medical recheck in Indy today. or yesterday, showed that the stress reaction in his foot is healing. There has been improvement and no surgery will be needed, per his agent Drew Rosenhaus. Quote, it should be a non-factor with the teams at this point, Rosenhaus said. And you said what?
Well, that's what the agent is telling us. That's good to hear, I guess. You know, Drew has been saying this throughout the entire process. Nothing to see here, nothing to see here. And I'm almost like, why does he need to keep reinforcing that there's nothing to see here? Like, it wouldn't even be, if it were truly a non-issue, right? It just wouldn't be brought up anymore, right? If he was, and I wonder what kind of,
well,
does he feel?
I disagree.
I wonder
you
if
you can't
he,
just deny answers on that.
I wonder if he feels like this has become an issue and he has to keep addressing it.
Well,
the way that he has, do they not, you know, we keep wondering about who has guarantees, who doesn't, you know, people keep telling us, people were telling us through the process that, oh, Abdul Carter is a safe pick.
Albert Breer, Tuesday afternoon on Afternoon Drive, hear that 92.3 TheFan.com.
I just wondered, is Drew Rosenhaus, is he not getting anything from the Browns either? And it just, everything keeps coming back to me wondering if the Browns are trading out of this pick. I don't think we'd hear from Drew Rosenhaus if number two, Abdul Carter, was the guy. Like, if they had had kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, because obviously he'll be there. He's not going to be the number one overall pick. So he's going to be there. And for Drew Rosenhaus to go public at all about his client, like, you wouldn't need to if he knew the Browns were taking him at two. So clearly he
does. Did you just give us your plan for what they should do, or do you think that this is what the Browns very well will do?
Yeah, I've been wondering if, you know, it's never the sexy thing to do. And in the past, I've always been against trading down. Like, go get the guy. Go get the signature guy. And I just keep coming back to wondering if that's not this draft. And I've been looking at Mason Graham for a long time as being definitely a safe pick, right? Mm. Normally, safe pick is sucks. Safe pick sucks. Normally, an offensive lineman or a defensive tackle. But I can't find anybody that thinks that he's not going to be amazing for the next 10 years. And there are a lot of people that will,
I think he'll be a really solid defensive, a high-end defensive tackle for the next 10 years. I don't know about amazing, but I think he'll be.
And if you can squeeze another pick in this draft and another pick in next year's coveted draft and get a really good player for the next decade, and I hate doing it. I've always been against the stuff that I'm saying now. I've always been against it, especially when the Browns have done it.
Yeah.
And no, there's not going to be a huge celebration in this town if they trade down and go get Mason Graham, but I'm starting to wonder if that isn't the smartest move of all.
New bleep has come to light, my friend. I didn't realize you felt this way.
But you got to find another team that's willing to do it
and
trade up, which is not easy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.